Part 2. Suddenly, the player and I crashed into each other. Pain raced through my body. My knee hurt badly. The team gathered around, looking worried. The last quarter was about to begin, and my team was behind by 10 points. "I don't think I can play any more, coach," I said quietly as the doctor put an ice pack on my knee. "No way," the coach replied sharply. "We've got no more players."
"What about Paul?" someone suggested.
"Paul?" said the coach. "He can't play."
"Give him a shot, coach," I said. "What have we got to lose?"
"That's right," another player said.
"We're losing anyway. Let Paul play."
"Let me try, coach. I won't let you down," Paul said. "Okay, okay," the coach finally agreed. "Don't let us down, Paul. It's your time to shine." Paul jumped up and rushed onto the court. And clearly, all the extra hours that he'd spent practicing alone paid off. The other team just couldn't keep up with his energy and speed. He made shot after shot, and the crowd couldn't stop clapping and cheering. When the game ended, our team had won by 2 points. "Well," said the coach as he hit Paul on the shoulder, "you've just earned your place on the team, big guy."